There are two very important aspects now to be aware of. And the two aspects involve not reacting and choosing the thing to which you want to react. This is a very interesting time because this is going on a lot around you. There are many things that you react to, but those things have to be accepted and cleared, and then you need to make a choice about what you are going to react to. Now, if you thought about the lens through which you see life as a giant wheel, and on that wheel there are many colors, many scenes, many pictures, then if you think of it that way, then it will give you some idea about what you really need to know in order to choose where you want your reactions to be. Now, of course, we have reactions on our path, reactions to life, reactions to the unfortunate business that is running the country at the moment. And it does not mean that you do not react to that, but it means that after the reaction has gone through, you have let it go through you, then you need to pick a place on this wheel where you want to react. Or you want to focus and react. We are going to use a broad example here. Let us say that too much of the news has intruded on your personal space. If you thought about a giant wheel and that there are many scenes on this wheel and you picked, we are just using this as an example, a field of flowers, and you moved that wheel to where you close your eyes and allow yourself to see and react to a field of flowers. You might even go to a field of flowers if you were really filled by that experience. But even without going there, when you choose the energy and the scene that you want to enter, you are reacting in a different way. And we all have a very vivid and rich wheels, but we very often do not think about using them because they do not seem to be logical. If I am upset by the news of the day, it may not seem logical to me to move the wheel so that I am looking at a field of wildflowers. However, if I check my body, that might be the smartest possible thing I could do, a thing that would allow me to move my focus, a thing that would allow me to move my reactions so I could react to the flowers, to the wind, to the blue of the sky. And in doing that, I can actually change the energy that I am carrying around with me. Now, sometimes we go to things on this very colorful wheel that are not good for us. So we want to be careful about that too. If I had pictures on my wheel of a war and I was intruded upon by the bad news of the day, I do not want to turn that wheel to war. I might want to turn it to a waterfall and to enter that and to change my focus and my energy in that way. But there is a kind of what we call a negative magnetism. When there is negativity around you, sometimes you feel drawn to negative things, and that is something where we really want to take charge of what we are doing, to take charge of how we are reacting in the world. And this focus wheel is a most important thing. You all have access to it because you are creative people. But to consciously say, I am now going to move that wheel until in my inner eye, I am looking at something that is rich and full and good for me. You also, of course, can do that if there are certain pictures, if there are certain things, perhaps even on television, that you know you can move into and open your eyes and see. It will do the same thing. But if you cannot get to that quickly, then this wheel that is yours, that has all the pictures of life that you have ever reacted to, remember that you can also use that wheel. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel blue all around you and breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel a cleansing energy from the heart of the earth come up and into your root. And let that cleansing energy wash away any doubt you might have about your own power to create your life, the life that you are here to live. Feel the cleansing energy come up into the second center. And let the cleansing energy wash away shame, judgment. And feel the cleansing energy come up and wash away any emotions that you do not wish to carry with you, and leave the emotional center free to focus on what is joyful, what is healing, what is illuminating for you. Feel the cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your heart. And feel that cleansing energy wash away pain, impatience, anything that might disrupt our ability to be in our own heart and to love being in our own heart. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the throat center. And let the cleansing energy wash away any harsh communication that may be going on inside of us or outside of us. And feel the throat willing to speak only powerfully and only love. Feel the cleansing energy come up through the body and into the third eye. And let the cleansing energy show you the power of your own third eye, the beauty of it, how strong and powerful and valuable your third eye is. Feel the cleansing energy come up through the body and into the crown. And let the crown open. open to receive all that the universe truly wants you to have. And feel the cleansing energy wash away anything that would close the crown or limit your own ability to take in abundance, to take in love, to take in creation. Feel the crown stay open. And let the universe begin to pour its golden light into your body. Let it fill your thoughts. Let it illuminate your third eye. Let it heal your throat. Let it restore your heart. Let it smooth and comfort your solar plexus. Let it clear and release your second center. Let it strengthen and build your root. Feel the mother's love all around you. And let your body relax into her energy and take it into your own. Move your attention into your crown center and see that a gift is being given to you through your crown, and feel it move down through the centers and present itself to you in your heart. Rest the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.